words to that song, there's plenty of them, but the lyrics, if you want to view paradise, simply look around and view it. Anything you want, what's the next one? Do it. You want to change the world, there's nothing to it. Now, those are interesting words, especially when we look at our world today. When we look around our world today, do you see paradise? And does it seem simple to change the world and all the issues? No. However, we're going to explore this today. So we have the war, of course, in the Middle East. We've got Ukraine still having wars. We have hate crimes. We have ecological problems in the world. We've got climate change, floods, fires, earthquakes, you name it, systemic racism. I mean, I could go on and on and on. And I'll tell you what, the energy in this room would go, because we know there is all of this happening in our world. And the question I have is, how do we stay up? How do we stay optimistic and hopeful when it seems like every week there's more and more deaths and tragic things happening, and horrific tragic things happening in the world? How do we stay up? That is the question. Would you like an answer? Good. You're in the right place. So part of this, for me today, I'm going to talk to you about take a break. Take a break. Now, this may seem counterintuitive, because when we hurt people, we see people that are hurting and in need. And our desire is to help. That's what compassion is. It's feeling that people are in pain and we want to do something. That's what the definition of compassion is. So to take a break seems a little on the counterintuitive side, because we have a desire to help. And we want to do something. And the question is, what can we do? The two answers that I come up with: give money and pray. Anybody else have any other things that you can know that you can do? That seems to be the two things, right? Now, I want to mention giving money is great. And I want you to know specifically, thank you to Tom McCrory, our board president, who brought to our board meeting yesterday, because we tithe 10% of what you bring to this church. What you give goes back out into the world. We support many, many local nonprofits. However, Tom, thank you so much, said, I want to do something for the folks elsewhere in the world. So it's the World Central Kitchen. I don't know if you've heard of it. You can look up the World Central Kitchen. So that is an organization that is feeding people in all over the world. That's what they do. So we, in our next tithe, are sending money. Your money, you're helping. So I just want you to know that you are contributing, because you might go, I don't know what to do. Where do I give money to? You can do that separately, but know that a portion of what you bring here is going out. So, and praying. And we're going to talk a little bit about praying in a bit. So what does it mean to take a break? Well, it's kind of like similar to a recess. And you're busy and you're doing and you're in your heads. And then it's like recess, time to take a break. It's, how many of you feel the heaviness of the world? We have, I mean, it's so hard not to, and we do feel heavy because we are caring beings. So taking a break means that we give ourselves some space to stop with all the heaviness, to lighten up. And that's what I want to talk about. It's about, anybody ever want to be a kid again? I want somebody who's responsible, who can just take care of me. And my whole thing is about running and skipping and playing with my friends and mom and dad. And I have good parents, of course. You know, maybe some of you didn't have that, but you have these ideal parents and you can just play and not do big people stuff. down. I'm down with that. I believe that we have an inner child, actually. As some of you may have heard me say that my therapist back in the day said, I think we have inner children. And I went, oh, totally. Right? If I'm tired and hungry, I could be a crybaby. It's so easy to just, because the emotional parts of us that were little and then grew up, those parts are still there. The part of you that when things aren't fair, temper tantrum. I have a 4-year-old who just wants to play and not do big people stuff. Anybody want to like just be that, right? The rest of you want to like be adults and always do big people stuff? Oh, good for you. you want to be my parent? You want to just take care of me so I can just play? So I want to talk to you now about this book that we have been studying. It's called The Gifts of Imperfection by Brené Brown, and it is the 10 guideposts to how to live a wholehearted life. And so she says we need to let go of things. We're always needing to let go, right? Of things that are blocking our best life ever. So we've been studying this. And so some of the things that we've been letting go of or working to let go of, number one, what other people think. Number two, perfectionism. Anybody have a little tendency to be a perfectionist? To let go of that. How about the feeling that you're powerless and that you use numbing behaviors? I don't want to feel my feelings. I'm going to go eat some ice cream or some non-dairy stuff in my case, right? We want to let go of fear and the idea of scarcity, because that's just a belief system that we've got, to also let go of needing to be certain. The need for certainty in our life. So those are the 5 things that we have let go of or we're practicing. Because it's a practice. It's not something to go, oh, I mastered that. It's a practice. Now, what we're putting instead of those things that we're releasing, we're cultivating our authenticity. To be who you really are. Because you don't care about what people think. Number two was, what was number two, Jeannie? Since you're the adult. No, you're ahead of the game. Perfectionism. So for those perfectionists, like this is not perfect. All right, give it back on here. To have self-compassion when you screw up. We make mistakes. We have accidents in parking lots. We have all kinds of things that we wish we could have done better. And we beat ourselves up often. So self-compassion. The next one is for the self-numbing behaviors we were cultivating, something wonderful. Oh, resilience. Yeah. Resilience. How do you bounce back when things go sideways? Number 4 was cultivating more joy and gratitude. And number 5 was cultivating our intuition and trusting faith. Now, these talks are recorded and they are on the website if you ever want to go and check them out. So today we're moving into guidepost 6 and 7. Number 6 is cultivating, what is it? Thank you. Oh, you're good. Cousin Jesse, just keep me on track. I mean, I can look at my notes, but I'm exercising my brain. To cultivate our creativity by letting go of comparison. And the other one is cultivating play and rest and letting go of busyness and productivity. Now, when I look at cultivating play, rest, and creativity, reminds me of being a little kid, right? Because play, rest, and creativity, that's the inner child. So I thought, oh, well, I guess we're sort of going to move into the inner child part of our beings today in our talk. Now, Jesus, the great way shower, also said, you have to be like a child in order to enter the kingdom of heaven, paradise. You have to have that childlike. Also, in the Bible, it says, and a child shall lead them. So I want to share with you what I'm about today. Resignation. I am hereby officially tendering my resignation as an adult. I have decided I would like to accept the responsibilities of an 8-year-old again. I want to go to McDonald's and think it's a 4-star restaurant. I want to sail sticks across the mud puddle and make a sidewalk of stones. I think M&Ms are better than candy because you can eat them. I want to lie under a big oak tree and run a lemonade stand with my friends on a hot summer's day. I want to return to a time where life was simple, when all you had to know was your colors, your multiplication tables, nursery rhymes. But that didn't bother you because you didn't know what you didn't know, and you didn't care. All you knew was to be happy because you were blissfully unaware of all the things that could make you worried and upset. I want to think that the world is fair, that everyone is honest and good. I want to believe that anything is possible. I want to be oblivious to the life complexities and overly excited by the little things again. I want to live simple again. I don't want my day to consist of computer crashes, mountains of paperwork, depressing news, how to survive more days in the month than there is money in the bank, doctor bills, gossip, illness, and the loss of loved ones. Page 2. I want to believe in the power of smiles and hugs, a kind word, truth, justice, peace, the imagination, and making angels in the snow. So here's my checkbook, my car keys, my credit card bills, and my 401k statements. I officially resign from adulthood. Peter Pan is in the house. You all have a Peter Pan too. You don't want to grow up. You just want to be that. So we're kind of getting into taking a break from the adult stuff, and we're getting into our Peter Pan-ness. So having said that, as Peter Pan, and I'm going to invite you to connect with your inner Peter Pan by remembering. Remember when decisions were, all your decisions were made by saying, eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Mistakes were corrected by simply saying, do over. Race issue meant arguing about who runs the fastest. Money issues were handled by whoever is the banker in Monopoly. Catching fireflies could happily occupy an entire evening. The worst thing you could catch from the opposite sex was cooties. It was magic when your dad removed his thumb. I remember that. Having a weapon in school meant being caught with a slingshot or a spitball. Nobody was prettier than mom. Ice cream was considered a basic food group and still is, as far as I'm concerned. So to play, to let ourselves go back into that part of ourselves. Now, Brené Brown, in her chapter, I'm going to go to 7 first, talks about play, cultivating our play and our rest by letting go of productivity. Ever feel, anybody here play too much? Oh, of course you do. James plays too much. Was Ron hand, your hand went up, Ron? How many of you think you would benefit by playing more? Right? So what stops us from playing more? Yeah, actions lists, the idea that, I don't know about you, did any ever hear as you were growing up, stop being lazy, you need to get to work, be responsible, grow up, get your head out of the clouds, all right? And so, okay, I have to do my tasks because we're growing up and we have to be a grown-up. You know why they call grown-ups? Because they groan when they get up. Peter Pan is in the house, obviously. So she also talks about comparison. You, as a child, did you compare yourself to other kids? Some of you may have. And you feeling better than, because we are told to conform. We're told, she talks about comparison as being when we are comparing ourselves to others and there's a competition. It's a combination. So what did you like to do as a child? Play? Come on, you can. Hopscotch. Imagination. Roller skates. What, blocks? Come on, bring that inner child's, what?
Sandbox.
Kickball. What is it? Making forts. I was into the making forts. Riding my bike. Playing with your dolls. I didn't do that part, but that's okay. What?
Climbing trees.
I was a tree climber. Swinging. Playing, skipping, running, mud puddles. Okay, now we got you going a little bit here. Because I want your inner child to wake up. Seriously, this is important. If we don't have playtime, we're out of balance. Now, one of the things that I thought was hysterical about Brené Brown, she said she Googled, because she's a researcher, she Googled something, adult play, and she said, don't Google adult play unless you want to see a lot of... There's all the pornography sites, so those are going to pop up. But she did find the National Institute of Play by Stuart Brown. And I did a talk in the summer called Play as a Spiritual Practice. You can go to the National Institute of Play and you'll find all kinds of things. There's 8 different types of play personalities, and it's fun to look at. So play is so important. We really need balance. I don't want to go down with the ship of our world that is so low vibrational. It brings us down. I got to have some playtime. What do you do as adults in your playtime? Don't have any. Good. I'm glad you said that, because many of us kind of forget the idea of what is play. What is it? Dance, laughter, pickleball. Thank you very much. Playing music. Listening to Bill Brooks. What is it? Art. Puzzles. Tennis. Okay. You got a little bit of feeling here. Thank you very much. My dog lets me know when it's time to play. I'll be working on the computer, and he comes over, and he stares at me. And he's like, no, it's time to cut down on the floor and play. Or sometimes he'll be like, I'm getting my toy now, squeak, squeak. Oh, it's time to play. He's very good for me in that way, because he goes, I'm right here. Come on, I gave you some time to work. Play. Our animals teach us the idea of play. So, in the book by Brené, in her research, She talks about, oh, by the way, comparison, I have to share this. The only sin there is, according to one of my mentors, is comparison. I know it doesn't spell the same, but comparison. Not to compare ourselves to others. We're told to conform, but as you fit in, because you want to fit in with everybody else, and also be the best at what you're fitting in with. I tended to be the rebel with a cause. I was always going to be the exception to the rule. So I was always standing out and doing things that other kids weren't doing because that was just my personality. So she says something wonderful. Get the book. No, I'm just saying. Oh, talks about, here is the thing I didn't know. The opposite of play is not work. It's depression. The opposite of play is depression. Wow. And this is from Stuart Brown. Says, respecting our biologically programmed need for play can transform work. It can bring back excitement, newness to our jobs. Play helps us deal with difficulties, provides a sense of expansiveness, and is a central part of our creative process. Most important, true play that comes from our own inner needs and desires is the only path to find lasting joy and satisfaction in our work. In the long run, work does not work without play. So I'm giving you an assignment. You want an assignment? Too bad. You know, we're in class. Your assignment is to play more. Make a list of the things that you did as a child. Make a list of all the ways you can play. Maybe ones maybe you hadn't considered. And if there was something like that it was your child, what is something similar? And not just make your list, but do it. Just go out and go every day. Make some time to play. It is probably the most important thing we can do to bring inner peace and happiness and joy back into the world. It's a counterintuitive, but we have to be the child inside and to create. And then there is also taking naps. How many of you are sometimes challenged with sleeping? Sleeping is super important, and our bodies need rest. Get the rest. We need to rest our bodies. It's as important as play. So many diseases and things come from that. So take a nap. Your other part of your assignment is, and I'm going to give you, and there's going to be more. Trust my inner child. She's like, oh, I get to do things. And give you something to do is notice when you're tired. Do you push through? Well, yesterday I was very tired and I didn't really want to do more work and I pushed through. I need to work on that. That is one of the things I'm going to work on. Now, it's not all the time. Friday I was tired. I said, I'm going to go lay down. And I took about a 25-minute nap. That was good. That is something I don't do enough of. I'm going to encourage you to notice when you're tired and can you take a break and rest? So some of you may know of the writer Robert Fulghum. All I really need to know, I learned in kindergarten. Most of what I really need to know about how to live and what to do and how to be, I learned in kindergarten. Wisdom was not at the top of the graduate school mountain, but there in the sand pile. At Sunday school. These are the things I learned. Share everything. Play fair. Don't hit people. Put things back where you found them. Clean up your own mess. Don't take things that aren't yours. Say you're sorry when you hurt someone. Wash your hands before you eat. Flush. Warm cookies and cold milk are good for you. Live a balanced life. Learn some and think some and draw and paint and sing and dance some, and play and work every day some. Take a nap every afternoon. When you go out into the world, watch out for traffic. Hold hands and stick together. Be aware of wonder. Be aware of wonder. There is that child inside that is probably sitting there going, it's about time, right? That's my inner child. I don't know what yours is doing. To get out and play. Now, another portion of play is the creative nature. And that is in guidepost number 6, where how did you create as a child? Brené Brown lost her creativity gene, or thought she had. It's like, well, what do you do that is creative? And call outs are fine. So what are some things you do creatively now? Doodle. Good. What? Cooking. I am with you on that one. Journaling. Thank you. Say again. Decorating. I agree. Gardening. What is it? Scrabble. Because you got to create a word. Well, I get to be creative every Sunday, or, you know, building up to it. I was so glad to pull out my Halloween things and went, oh, Peter Pan wants to come to church and to play and to be. So to engage in more of your creative nature and look at how you can be more creative. That is part of your assignment too. Maybe you'll like want to get some finger paints. Go to the kids department. I'm serious. You're like, oh, no, that's just kids stuff. It's like, exactly. Maybe go get a pumpkin and carve it. I've done that in the past. I haven't done it in the recent past. What can you do? It would be playful. Something that doesn't have to have any rhyme or reason. I don't know about you, but she also talks about how play and creativity, it's like, I have to have a purpose. It's like, without purpose, just because. I want to get back in touch and let my inner child be more playful. So I'm going to go back to the first part of our service, the song Imagination. Okay? The imagination. And I'm going to invite us, when you pray, what do you do when you pray? Do you ask for peace? Do you say, God, please bring peace to the Mideast? I mean, how were we taught to pray? In unity, we're taught to give thanks for the peace that we can't see, but it's there. I am going to invite us to go from this to that child inside, to the heart, by using our imagination. So I'm going to do a short little meditation with you. And so I'm going to invite you to take a breath and close your eyes. And just take a few deep breaths, letting it go, coming present to your breath. Now I invite you to place your hand on your heart, and one on your belly. Invite you to let's call forth our 4 or 5-year-old inner child. See him or her as you were when you were 5 or 4. And now dropping down from seeing your 4 or 5-year-old, drop down into your 4 or 5-year-old self, merging and being your 5-year-old. And as that 5-year-old, you are using your eyes, your inner eyes, and you are seeing, because you have magical powers and you can see across the land and across the oceans. And you are seeing these people, these adults who are wearing military uniforms in Israel and Gaza. You see them, and they are holding weapons. And as you look at these military men and women with weapons and the ability to destruct people and things, something crazy happens. The military men and women of Hamas and Israel that you see in your mind's eye, they begin to change. They are regressing in age. See them as they are growing younger and younger, and are now their 5-year-old selves. The uniforms fall off of them, and the weapons transform to bubble wands, to balls, to yo-yos, to balloons. You watch as they begin to skip and laugh and play and run and sing. The adult shadows of them, just the shadows, begin to embrace and go to those that have been hurt, offering shelter and food, apologies, and their love and sincere apologies. Allow these images to fill you and to be in your body. Now breathing, wiggle your fingers, your toes, your nose, and your ears. And come back into this room. And when you are ready, you may open your outer eyes. We can create paradise. Simply look around and view it. Want to change the world? There is nothing to it. Let us engage. A child shall lead them. Your child gets to play with your imagination, see and envision. We need to be kids again. Bring that inner child and transform the world. Make pictures of what your inner child sees as peace and play. Let us do it together. Let us just be kids again. And so we are. And so it is.